We are beginning today's Shir in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches. We are up to Sif Yud, which is on page Dalad, right after page 6. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Omdim Baduchan, the Kohanim stayed on the platform, Pneim Klape HaHechel, their face is towards the Hechel, towards where the Sefer Torah is, V'achareim Klape Ha'om, and their backs are towards the people. V'etzboseim Kifufim L'toch Kapehem, and their fingers are folded inside their hands, ad she'shliat tzibur mesayim modim, until after the she'shliat tzibur finishes the bracha of modim, v'oz imheim shnayim, and then if there are two kohanim or more, kori lohem ha'shliat tzibur kohanim, then the she'shliat tzibur calls out to them, kohanim. Says the Rama, v'lo yomar elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. In the case where there are kohanim that are duchening, you do not say elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. V'yesh omrim sha'omrim oso balachash ad milas kohanim. And there are those who say that you do say Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu quietly until the chazan reaches the word kohanim. V'oz omro b'kol ram, and then he calls out kohanim b'kol ram out loud. V'chozer v'omer am kadoshecha ka'amur balachash. And then the she'shliat tzibur says am kadoshecha ka'amur quietly. V'chein nohagim medinos elu, that is our minhag in our countries. And the mechaber ends off and says u'machzirim pneim klapei ha'am. Then the Kohanim turn their faces towards the people. V'imhu echad eino kore lo. If there's only one Kohen that is duchening, they don't call out Kohanim to him. Elohu me'atzmo machzir ponov. But he himself just turns around. So we'll pick up in the Mishabura now. We're in Sivkotan Lamed Beis. We said in the Mechaber that Kohanim are standing on the platform facing the Heichal, and their backs are towards the people, and their fingers are folded inside their hands. Says the Mishabura Rotzalomer She'enam Tzrichim Lifros Kapeyim. Slav Dafka, that their fingers have to be folded in their hands, they're just not starting the finger motions of the duchening. Then we said in Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, is going on that which the Mechaber said, that then they call out V'ozim Heim Shnayim Karim Lehem Shel Tzibur Kohanim. If there are two Kohanim or more, they call out Kohanim. The Shel Tzibur calls out Kohanim. So the Mishabura says in Lamed Gimel, Diksiv Amor Lahem. The Pasuk says that you should say to them, Tahainu Lomar Lo Kohanim Sheyavarachu Es Yisrael. You should tell the Kohanim that they should bless the Yisrael. V'lohem Mashmur L'shnayim. And Amor Lahem, Lohem is the two, and therefore we call it out when there are two there. If you look at note number 50, he points out, V'din Zeh Sheyesh Likro L'Kohanim. This din of calling out to the Kohanim, Nisbar B'Shulchan Aruch L'Halon. The Shulchan Aruch will explain later on, Shemishtablin Shetiosa Al Yidei Yisrael. We try to have Yisrael call out Kohanim to the Kohanim. U'bemokum She'en Yisraelim Klal. If there are no Yisraelim in the Tzibur, so the Beralocha writes later, B'Shein Prim Megodim, She'en Chiyav Birchas Kohanim Da'oraisa. That in that case, Birchas Kohanim is not Da'oraisa, Ki Ein Yisrael She'ikro L'Kohanim. Because there's no Yisrael to call out to the Kohanim. So they take this drasha very seriously, Amor Lahem, that a Yisrael calls out to the Kohanim to start the duchening, and if you don't have that, it wouldn't be duchening the Oraisa according to the Prima Gadim, and we'll get more into that later. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kotan Lamedala, the Mechaber says, Ushiatzi were calls out Kohanim, V'lochoshev hefsik batfilo. Calling out Kohanim is not considered a separation, a hefsik in the middle of davening. Kemo de lochoshev hefsik b'mashal Ushiatzi were makri lehem mila b'mila. Just like when the Chazan is saying, Givarechacha, and saying all the words out loud to the Kohanim, that's also not considered a hefsik. The atam, the reason is, the Nesias Kapayim Tzorech Tfiluhu. Because the Nesias Kapayim, although we saw it's not considered part of Tfilah, that if you had a minyan by the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you will not be able to duchen if a minyan left. It's not part of Tfilah, but it is a need of the Tfilah. It requires the Tfilah. So here there's a couple of very interesting notes. Note 51 is very important. Uminog ha'prushim be'eretz Yisrael. The minog in Eretz Yisrael is, she'oseg b'tzorech tzibur korei kohanim v'lo hashatz. In Eretz Yisrael, the Chazan is not the one who calls out Kohanim, like the Mechaber says, but rather it's someone Choshev that's Oseh B'tzorech HaTzibur calls out Kohanim. And that's like the Shita of Rabbi Nutam, Lefi the Kefisha Pasak HaGra B'maisa Rav, like the Gra Paskins also. V'chein Noga Chazanish. So we have Tosas, we have the Gra, we have the Chazanish who are knowing this way. V'heir HaGrid HaLevi, Shem Tam HaMinug She'ena She'atzibur Korei Kohanim. If the reason for the minug that the She'atzibur does not call Kohanim whom Yishum Hefsik is because it's a Hefsik, Madua Ein Choshishim LaHefsik B'mashe Korei HaShatz LaKohanim Es HaBrocha Mila B'Mila. Like the Mishabura just told us, the same way that he reads them word for word, it's not a Hefsik, so too saying Kohanim is not a Hefsik. But if according to the Chazanish and the others, they're saying that it is a Hefsik to say Kohanim, so then Mila B'Mila should also be a Hefsik. In fact, that is how the Chazanish was noheg. When he was the Chazan, shelo hikri as habracha lekohanim, he did not read the bracha to the kohanim mila b'mila. So in fact, the Chazanish said that someone else should say kohanim, someone else should read mila b'mila. And Chaim Kineski explained she also came mechshash hefsek. He was worried about a hefsek, and therefore not only did not call out kohanim, he also did not read mila b'mila the birchas kohanim to the kohanim when he was a shiat tzibur. And in note 52, he points out, v'im shochach ha-shatz la-hasik b'tfilosu l'birchas kohanim. Let's say the chazan forgot about it. It's hard because the kohanim are right there, but let's say there's one kohen on the side, or as we'll see shortly, there could be a case where the kohanim are in a different direction than the chazan is in. So the shiat tzibur totally forgot about birchas kohanim and he went weiter. So Rav Yoshev says, she'in gomar es ha-tfilo, if he finished already the chazar sa-shatz, afa pisha kohanim olu la-duchen, v'adayin omdim sham. Even though the kohanim went up and they're still there, lo yivarcha kohanim achakach. You skip birchas kohanim. Kevan shenesias kapayim nitkena bedavka kodem birchas sim shalom. It's bedavka in that place before sim shalom. If you forget it there, sounds like if you're still in the bruch of sim shalom, you would go back. Like we saw already a few times, and if you forgot, if there's no kohanim, you're not duchening. If you got okay, never have a say no. The Beralacha told us that you would go back. But over here, if you finish davening totally, you finish the bracha, you would not go back to duchen. V'chein omer b'yushalmi, so too it's brought down in Yushalmi, shalom matzino nisiyas kapayim below tefillah. That we don't find nisiyas kapayim below tefillah, and therefore, if the shiat tzibur finished chazar shashatz, you would not duchen, even though the kohanim were already up on the duchen. Sifkotan lamed hey, back in the Mishnah Berurah, v'lo yomar elokeinu v'kei v'seinu, the first sheet in the Ramah was that the chazan calls out kohanim, and he does not say elokeinu v'kei v'seinu. Hatam, the reason is, shelo nitkon elo bizman she'en a kohanim mevarchim atzman. The only time that they establish that you say elokeinu v'kei v'seinu is when there were no kohanim to do the duchening themselves. Alokeiven sha kohanim mevarchim atzman, but since now that there are kohanim and they're giving the bracha themselves, lama yomar ha-shiat tzibur, why should the shiat tzibur bother saying elokeinu v'kei? However, the Ramah then said that there are those who say that the Chazan does say quietly Elokeinu v'kei v'seinu till he gets to the Kohanim, and then he says it out loud. And then the Ramah said, and the Chazan says V'chozer v'omer am kadoshecha ka'omer b'lachash. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Vav, Haynu ha-shiat tzibur. This that says Am Kadoshecha Kamur is referring to the Shiat Tzibur. Umashin ohagin be'ezim makomo shu'akohanim omrim Am Kadoshecha tosu. Those places where the Kohanim, the Kohanim are saying it, that is a mistake. The Kohanim should not say it. Only the Shiat Tzibur should be saying it. And then the Mechaber said, after this, Machzirin Pneim Klapei Ha'om, they turn around and now they face the nation. Says note 53, Ubetam HaDover She'ein HaKohanim Machzirin Pneim Elosamuch LeBracha. Why is it that when the Kohanim go up L'duchen, they're facing the Aron, and they only turn around very close to the Birchas Kohanim. V'lo b'shash aliyasam l'duchen. Why don't they come right up and face the Tzibur? So Kosav HaKnesas HaGedola, Shekevan Shekodem HaBracha Omrim Yehi Ratzom. Since, like we discussed in the last year, before they say the bracha, they say the special of Tfilah of Yehi Ratzom. So Dinam Kemispalim, they are judged like someone who's davening. When you're davening, you're supposed to face the Shechina. The rak b'birchas hakohanim mishum emas atzibur dafka, when they're blessing the tzibur because of the fear of the tzibur, as we'll see shortly, malzirin p'neim l'kal, then they suddenly turn on the face and face the kol. Now, even though the mechaber said that they say the hirazon on the way up, but we saw even the mechaber, they extend it and they lengthen it to finish with the chazan's bracha. So therefore, till they're ready for duchening, they are saying the tefillah the whole time, and therefore they're facing the Shechina. And only after they finish that tefillah, when they're ready for duchening, that's when they turn around. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Zayin, they turn around. The Alfinam beGemara shebirchas kohanim tzarech lios ponim keneged ponim, because the Gemara teaches us that the kohanim, when they're saying birchas kohanim, has to be face to face. Let's see note 54 before we go weiter. Note 54 writes, Umasha Hutter Lahem Lamur Kishachaream El Heichal Hashem. So how could it be that they're allowed to turn around and face the Tzibur by facing the Tzibur during Birchas Kohanim? Now their backs are towards the Heichal. So the Gemara in Sota explains, Om Rav Yitzchak Lo'olom Yehei Eimas Tzibur Alecha. The fear of the Tzibur should always be upon you. Sharei Kohanim Klapei Ha'om V'achareim Klapei Shechina. Because of the aim of the Tzibur, the Kohanim are facing the and their backs are towards the Shechina. Umavur, and it's coming to tell us, Shemif'as Eimas HaTzibur, that because of this Ema of the Tzibur, Hutr la Kohanim, Lamur Ba'ofen Zeh. That's why the Kohanim are allowed to have their faces toward the Tzibur and their backs towards Hashem. The Ha'or Sameach Beer, the Or Sameach explains, Bazeh es ha'nusach she'om ra'kohanim b'sima bracha. This is the nusach that the Kohanim say after the bracha. Rabbona Shalom asinu mashe gazarta aleinu. After they duchen, they say the special tefillah. They say, we did what you were gozer on us. V'hainu, meaning, shelo echzarnu panenu mi'oron ha'kodesh. We did not turn our faces from the aron. Elo mishum shekach gazarta aleinu lasas. Except for the fact that that's exer, that's what we're supposed to do. So that's why we did it. And then one more interesting thing in note 54, if a Rav's giving a drasha, and he stands up there in front of the tzibur and his back is to the aron, achein l'inyan rav hadoresh l'rabim v'achorav l'heichol, hevi ashar tzion l'kamo medivrei ataz, shatam l'hatirhu, the reason why we're Matthew the Rav to give a drasha with his back towards the heichol, kevan shesefer hatorah nimsa b'rishus acheres. Since it's in the Aron Kodesh, it's considered in a separate rishus. V'hosif, and he adds on, shadasa prim begadim, this heter of facing the tzibur and your back to the aron is only for the drasha. It's only for a short time, and therefore you could do it. Fine. Back to the Mishabura. We are on the fourth to last line on the right side of the page. The ein tzarech lios pnei hakohanim klapei ashliat tzibur dafka. The face of the kohanim does not have to be facing the chazan. Ela afilu im ha'hechol kavua b'tzafon. If the aron kodesh is in the north, and as we learned earlier in Hilchos Tefillah, the Tzibur should really always be facing east, even if the Aron is somewhere else. If the Aron is in the north, and the Shiat Tzibur is facing the east, HaKohanim Omdim Lifnei HaHeichol B'Tzofon. The Kohanim stand in front of the Aron in the north, Upneim Lidorum Klapei Ha'am. And the Kohanim will face the south where the nation is sitting. So it comes out very interesting. Now we can understand the Shaila that Rav Yoshe was addressing. If the Chazan forgets to stop at Brichas Kohanim, maybe you have a case like this where the Chazan is facing towards the east and the Aron is in the north. So the Kohanim are in the north, facing the Tzibur in the south, and the Chazan is facing the east. It's very Shaila that he'll forget about Brichas Kohanim. But that's only one Shita. That's the Magen Avraham, B'Shem, the Knesset HaGdola. The Yesh Omer on the top of the second column. Some say no. Shetov Yoseh Shakohanim Yamdu Bamizrach. It's best that the Kohanim always stand in the east. Afal Pi Shahechal Hulatzar Acher. Even though the Aron is not in the east, the Kohanim should stand in the east. The Ha'om Yamdu Negdom Ponim Neged Ponim. And the nation should be standing facing them face to face. Fine. Shnei Kohanim Hasonim Zeh Zeh. If you have two Kohanim that are not getting along very well, they hate each other. Vafilu nodru hanoah zemizeh. Even if they aser on each other, getting hanoah from one another, mutarin lalos biyachad. They are allowed to go up and duchen together. Why would you think they wouldn't be able to go up to duchen together? So if you look at the Shaar Tzion in Os Lamed Ches, he writes, Pirish, afilu im neima dial echad ein chiyav nesias kapayim. Even if you say, like we've seen before, that it could be there's no chiyav the rice of duchening when there's only one kohen. And therefore you could say by the second Kohen going up with the first Kohen, he's helping him now fulfill a mitzvah d'araisa. So therefore, if they're usher to get another from each other, mitzvah d'nether, you might say it's usher. Now you're helping your friend who you're usher to give hanah to, you're helping him mitzvah d'araisa. The Mishabru is coming to teach us over here, that's not called hanah. Why not? If you look at note 55, he writes, from the Maramint, Shemitzvah Slavli Hanos Nitnu, that mitzvahs are not hanah, be mekayim mitzvah, and the fact that you enabled him to fulfill his mitzvah d'araisa, b'chas kohanim, is not considered giving hanah, and therefore, even though they are both usher to get hanah from each other, from a neder, they can duchen together and assist each other in this mitzvah d'araisa. Continues the Mishabura in the fifth line, ve'ein echad yochal omer l'chaveiro. One cannot say to his friend that he doesn't like, alei ato b'shachris v'ani ele b'musaf, o lehepuch. You go in Shachris, I'll go Musaf, or the opposite, he doesn't have the right to say that. Ki yochal omer, because the guy can respond and he can say, ani roti levar b'shtem, I want to duchen both times. And therefore they could in fact go up together. Aval kohen shatzibur sonim oso. But that's only if the two Kohanim are not getting along and they hate each other. But if there is a Kohen that the congregation very much does not like, or who soneas atzibur, or he hates the congregation, sakonahu la Kohen emisa kapov. There, that's up in the Zohar, that it's a sakona for the Kohen to be duchening when there is some hatred going on between the Kohen and the Tzibur. And in parentheses he writes, v'lochein, therefore, yeitze mibesaknes as kodem ritzei. This Kohen who hates the Tzibur, or the Tzibur hates him, he should leave before ritzei, not to get involved in Brachas Kohanim. If he's not able to bend his yetzer and to remove the sinner from his heart. So you may ask, that would help us for a Kohen that hates the Tzibur. But what if the Tzibur hates the Kohen? So I assume the answer is like the Tosas in Bava Metzia that says, Mayim Aponim Aponim, that if he is able to be Kofes Yitzur, that he'll like the Tzibur, so maybe they'll like him. I don't know if it works so fast, though, but apparently that's what you have to say over here, that if he works on himself to love the Tzibur, so maybe they're going to love him back, and therefore that would solve the problem, even if the sinner would go both ways. And the Mishabru ends off and says, "Val ze tiknu ba bracha levarach es amo Yisrael bi'ahava." And that's why they were masaking the bracha, that they were commanded to bless Klal Yisrael bi'ahava with love, because they have to be bi'ahava with everyone in the Tzibur, they can't be hating anyone. Fine. The Mechaber said at the end, that even though when there were two or more Kohanim, they wait till he calls out Kohanim, but we said here, that's when they turn around. The Mechaber ends up and says, v'im uhu echad eino korilo. If he's only an individual Kohen, then they don't call anything out to him. Elohu me'atzmo ma'asir ponav, he turns around by himself. Says the Mishabru in Lamed Ches, v'afilu im yesh imo od echad katon pachos mi'ben yud gimel shana. Even if there's another person with him, but it's a katan who's under 13 years old, gam kein eino korei kohanim, you also will not call kohanim to one adult kohen and one katan kohen. V'abrichadosh mefakfik was a, Brichadosh takes issue with that, he says you could say kohanim maybe even if there's one kohen with a katan. Miu, however, lefi min hagenu, according to our minog, which the Rama just told us, shashatzibur omer elokeinu, that even when there are kohanim, there are duchanim, the shashatzibur starts from the beginning of elokeinu v'kevaseinu, and he leads up till kohanim. V'rak shiomer kohanim b'korom, just he says kohanim b'korom, lo ichbas lon klal, we are not concerned at all. Deleka hefsek, it's not considered hefsek, v'hum eina tefila, it's considered part of the tefila, and therefore saying kohanim, if there's one kohen and there's a katan kohen, would certainly be fine. Umahai time a cost of El Yerabba, and for that reason El Yerabba writes, Shafilu leka kohen katan, even if there is no katan with him, ra kohen echa godol, just one adult kohen that's there, nami im omer hashatz b'korom kohanim ein ligorbo. If the chazan says kohanim out loud to one kohen, we do not scream at him, that's fine. The ain shum hefsek bazeh, that's the normal course of the tefillah, and therefore that would not be a problem. Sif katan lamites, machzir ponav, he turns around by himself. Venose kapayim umuvarach gam kemitchila. He turns around, he doesn't see his kapayim, and he also makes the bracha. Afal gav the einu muchiyav lalos lefim hashakosel elbis of beis. Even though, as we mentioned before, that it's not so poshut that he's chayiv if he's alone. It could be there's no brachas kohanim. Still, he's allowed to make the bracha. Umikomakom odas hamaharlach. Vitas of Koton Gimel, the Mukhuyev Lalos Minatora heals that one coin is Chayev to Duchen Midaraisa, Imhu Echod, Afa Pi Shalo Koro, the Mavarech. So even if they didn't call him up, he would do everything, he would make the bracha. That's Pashat according to the one who says he's Chayev Daraisa. Let's do Halacha Yud Aleph. Kisha Machzirin, we're turning the page now to page 8. Kisha Machzirin Pneim Klape Ha'om. When they turn around to face the nation, Mevarachin, they make the bracha, Asher Kiddushanu Bigdushoso Shel Aaron Vitzivanu Levarach Es Amo Yisrael Be'ahava. Says the Mishavura and Sivkot on them, Kisha Machzirin Pneim, when they turn around, V'yesh Me'arishonim Shesvir Luhu, the Arishonim who hold, the bracha Zo Mevarachin Kodim Shemachzirin Pneim. Even the Mechaber says that they turn around and make the bracha afterwards, but there are Rishonim that say that the bracha is made before they turn around. So it's a machlokas. Says the Mishavura, V'hamedatikim yotzim yidei shneim. Those who are careful, they try to fulfill both shitas. Dahainu, that is, shemaschilin habracha b'ot shepneim klape yahechol. This is what the Kohanim do nowadays. They start the bracha when they are facing the hechol. Ubesoch habracha machzirin pneim, and during the bracha they turn around, klape ha'om, towards the nation v'gomrim, they finish the bracha. So they do part of it facing the aron, part of it facing the tzibur. What exactly constitute part of it? So if you look at note 58, it's a machlokes. Ubegeder besoch habracha, what's considered besoch habracha? So the Bircha Yosef and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch write, while they're facing the Hechel, they say that part of the bracha till Kedushasa Shel Arum. And then they turn around, V'yomru V'tzivanu, L'varich. And then they say V'tzivanu. Meidach, on the other hand, Das Achesel Alofin V'Aben Ishchai, Shal HaKohanim Lafuch Es Peneim Kodem Tevas Bi'ahava. They say the whole bracha facing the Arun till the last word Bi'ahava, and then they turn around. Umikom Bokom Kosav Eishel Avram Sheroi Shinhogu Kol HaKohanim B'inyan Zeh Be'ofen Echad. Even though it's a machlokas, they should make sure that if one shul together, they should all do the same minhug. Our custom is that they turn around like the Bircha Yosef and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch before they say V'tzivanu. But it could be, I don't know what the Sfardim, it could be they follow the Ben Ish Chai. I don't know. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkot and Mem Aleph, and we said they make the bracha, Hainu shakula mevarachin, all the Kohanim make the bracha, velo she'echad yevarach v'acherim yanu amen. Not that one makes the bracha and everyone answers amen, rather everyone says the bracha together. In No 59 he writes, V'tam Adava, the reason why we have to have all of them making the bracha and not one being motzi, everyone saying amen. The Magen Avraham explains, shehu mipnei atiruf. That's because of confusion. And what's the source for this? Umakor advarim from the Shalos and Shuvos Hamabit. Shebir, he explains, sheyesh lachshol shemachmas shetzrichim lanos amen, that there's a concern if they're going to have to answer amen to the bracha, yavo litos bebirchas kohanim, might throw them off in the birchas kohanim by having to say amen. Ukein hadin amavur lahalon, similar to the din that we'll see shortly, she'en hashatz ona amen al birchas kohanim, that the chazan doesn't answer amen, because the word if the chazan is going to answer amen is to throw him off, he's going to get confused in how he's leading the kohanim in the birchas kohanim. And therefore, for that same reason, we wouldn't have one kohen making the bracha and everyone answering amen, because by answering amen, might throw them off, and therefore, they all say the bracha together. We'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow in Mirz Hashem with Sif Yud Beis.